we're doing a little 2023 check-in and how I am close to $500,000 in sales already. I'm Natasha Zorich, two-time founder and self-made millionaire. This podcast is home to female founders, creatives, and changemakers. If you're aspiring to think bigger and earn bigger, then you're in the right place. Get ready to tune into some honest takes on this crazy journey we call entrepreneurship. Hello. Hello, Miss Graw. How are you doing? Okay, I'm literally smiling ear to ear like I got a little cute little, you know, text message from a boo thing or something. Okay, I'm just sitting here in my office smiling like a fool because I am so happy to be here with you recording podcasts again. It has been painful to not get out all of these episodes that I have batched, all of these ideas that I've wanted to talk on. Long story short, we did, you know, the Tash Talk season 2 launch. It was on and popping. We had all like our streamlined processes. And then my editor kind of went rogue. I hope she's okay. She was beautiful. It wasn't like a big old falling out or anything. I just don't know where she went. Something happened, but whatever. We're just, you know, after that happened, I said, okay, I'm going to take it as a sign. I don't want to rush hiring someone else. I want it to be very, very intentional. So I went through the whole hiring process. I interviewed tons of people and I landed on a wonderful, wonderful podcast manager that I am so excited to be working with. So basically, you can have peace of mind knowing that we are locked in. We are good for Tash Talks. No other hiccups are going to happen. Okay, we're good to go. We get lunch. Okay, let's get into it. I got my glass of wine with me. I love recording podcasts at night. There is something about having a little vibey space with a candle lit, okay? I don't know how you do it. Some girls love to do it during the day. Me, I'm like a night girly. It just sets the tone. But today's episode, she's juicy. We're doing a little 2023 check-in and how I am close to $500,000 in sales already. Mind-blowing. Talk about coming with a bang. Here's the thing though. I'm going to be breaking down my income in this episode again at the beginning. I'm going to break down where it's coming from because I love to hear that from people. I'm like, okay, 100,000 Miss Girl, come through with the cash, but I want to know how you're doing it. I'm nosy, so I'm going to let you in on how I'm doing it. And then, you know me, I'm going to be vulnerable. I'm going to hit home to lessons. I'm going to talk about the lead up. I'm going to talk about just the nitty gritty of all of it behind the scenes, because I think that is more special than where the money's coming from. Let's just get into it. So number one, okay, so $500,000 in sales and we are not even done February. We still got a few weeks. Here's the tea. So January 1st, what was I launching? My six-figure to seven-figure mastermind. That sold out. I had 10 women in. Filled the program. Beautiful. I have some of the dreamiest leading experts in that space. I would put a freaking bet that one of your icons, one of your idols in the space is in that mastermind right now, my six-figure to seven-figure mastermind. Everyone's been saying that, like, okay, not one, two, not three, four of the people that I look up to the most are in your mastermind, Natasha. I'm like, thank you. So, love that. It has been the most nourishing container I have ever hosted to date. And I keep saying that every container, but it just keeps getting better. So mastermind, number one, that's a big contributor. That's a big contributor to the income that has come in. That was over a 200 or so. I'd have to do the conversion. USD, it's almost 200,000. Canadian, it's over 200,000 in sales. I am so transparent about that. I am in Canada, but I charge USD because I have standardized my pricing. I mainly work with international girlies in the States, so it just makes sense. But yeah, I love being transparent about that conversion because it makes a big difference. So mastermind, that's a big one, which that resulted in $100,000 cash, not sales. Cash in the bank 11 days into the new year, which was bananas. Then we went on, and I'm just always selling my private mentoring, and I filled a bunch of those spots. I had girls go for the biggest packages. I also had women waitlist and snake some spots for Q2. And then after private mentoring has filled up and we have sold that out and started waitlisting, we have been selling my signature group program, No Figures to Six Figures. That has been such a hit so far. That is the OG in the suite. So we have been launching that. We've had some VIP spots snagged. And if you actually want to join in, you can right now. We're still launching it. When this episode goes live, you are going to be able to join in. The link is going to be in my show notes. It is my signature 8-week group program. It is the most affordable way to get into my world. But we are going to be covering omnipresent marketing, sales psychology, the dreamiest marketing you can think of. We're going to be diving into new era marketing and the art of you. We're going to dive into the difference between personal branding and business branding, how to really leverage it and have such a sense of duality and balance between the two. And we cover building out a profitable product suite. We cover price psychology. We cover the game of launching. We cover your systems. You have my team in there as well, Tatiana, your little tech wizard throughout the program. You have a lifetime access to the program and the community. It is such a powerhouse program that has helped women sell out the offers, scale to six figures. It is beautiful with almost 100 women served. So if you actually want to come in, you can join in. It's auto enroll right now. We start March 9th. That's the kickoff call. 8 weeks. And once you're in, you actually get exclusive details, exclusive discounts to other offers for 2023 and beyond. So it's a special place to be. So far, the women inside are phenomenal. We have women with like 50,000 followers in there. We have women who are a little bit newer in the business. It is for all creators, service providers. It's not niche specific. If you're an online-based service provider, it's for you. I have tons of designers that are in there because of my first business, coaches, social media managers. It's for the person who has a decent footing. We're not going to dive into exactly how to use Instagram or figure out your niche. It's for the person who wants to scale their business, really get their, you know, suite mapped out, have structure. I've had millionaires in there. I've had girls only a few months into their business in there. It's really, 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 really a powerful program. So little plug there for NF6F, because again, when you listen to this, you're going to be able to enroll, but doors will be closing soon. So head on over to the show notes if you want to join in. It'd be such a pleasure. And if you have questions, DM me on Instagram at natasha.sorek. I love to chat, and I am like the icky. Sorry, I'm not the icky. Oh my God. I am the zero icky sales. So if you come to me, I'm not going to be like, well, hey, let's try to land you. No, not the vibe of my world, if you couldn't tell already. But anyways, I digress on that little plug. So NF6F, that's where some income has come through. And then some magic happened. Okay, so I told you. We sold out the mastermind, which was beautiful. And because the demand was so high, women were wanting in, but I ran out of spots and I wasn't about to overfill. I didn't want to burn myself out. I didn't want to ruin the experience for the women that were currently enrolled. That wouldn't be fair, right? That's not integrity led. So I gave the people what the fuck they wanted. And I opened up spots for the summer round. I said, let's lean in to this energy and how these women are ready to make these moves in my world. Boom, $18,000. Boom, sold spots. Boom. So I have two or three women now in for the next round. That is brought up the sales way closer. We're at multi six figures, okay, in both US and Canadian here, multi six figures. And that is a few days into 2023, which is crazy to think of, you know, so special. And that was just by me leaning in to what the heck my audience wanted. So we have that, we have mastermind. And then I started to just lean into that momentum, waitlisted my private mentoring as well. And from all of this and all of the energy and the sales popping off for the live programs, passive sales rapidly grew. I've had tons of girls opt into the social experiment, which is also linked in my show notes, by the way. That's my experiment, my year-long, never-before-seen experiment I conducted in the online space. If you want the tea, the replays for $297. Ladies have snagged that, and then they've snagged some secret menu, passive offers, a few other things. So those have come in. I've also landed some really awesome paid speaking gigs. That has been some revenue that's come in. And then I have intensives. I have 3 packages. That is for the quick action, quick results type of gal that you're not really into the group. You don't feel like you necessarily need one-on-one just yet, maybe, but you do want the support. You maybe want to build a launch plan. You want me to look at your business. You want a little like shift in energy. You want me to come in, really, really give you hands-on perspective within your business. Intensive. So I have had girls come in and I build out a whole new product suite. We build out a whole launch plan. We revamp and audit, say, their client experience. We cover so many elements. I wear a lot of hats. I'll even give you design tips on whatever you need, a website. I'll go over the strategy of it as well. And I really hit home to the design because of my business. I can bring the creative and strategy side with the visuals and the copy. So that comes into play when it comes into intensives. So I've had a lot of girls sign up for those. There's a few spots per month. That's brought in some revenue. And that's pretty much where it's come from. I'm trying to think of anything else. I wrote a list here, but I don't think so. I've had some upsells, downsells, and when girls get VIP as well, with any live program I offer, there's VIP and tons of that usually sells out first. So that's been awesome. So that's the tea. That is where close to 500,000 has come in for sales in my business, not even 2 months into the new year. Beautiful way to start 2023, if I do say so myself. Now, let's get into the juicy, the real shit, okay? Why you're really here, okay? Well, maybe you did want just the money breakdown. You're like, see ya, wouldn't want to be ya. Bye, Tash. I just wanted to know that. But if you are still here and you want the lessons, the real nitty gritty of the behind the scenes of what it takes to get here, the dumpster fire things that can happen, then tune in. Get cozy, okay? Get cozy. So lessons number one. Whoa, my gosh, did I go through a little lull, a slow season before this big old fat wave of money, honey, honey, okay? Here's the thing. Q4 at the end, I mean, I also moved. I got a puppy. My sister popped out a baby. It was Christmas. I traveled. There was quite a few chaotic things that went on that like just my attention was not able to be on my business. So therefore, I was really not posting and showing up as much and selling the way I normally do and market the way I do. But I digress. Regardless of that, when I did post, I was not getting the interest that I normally do. I never got so many no's. I've never been ghosted more. So it was a lull period and I started to feel like a bag of dicks. I was like, I'm for the first time, it feels like I'm not going to sell this out. And I really started to believe that for the mastermind. Literally the day that shit turned around in the span of like an hour. And then I had 2 painful girls. I had 3 women in that day. And then it ended up being 48 hours after I had 6 women in. But at that morning of when everything turned around, I was literally crying to my best friend, my little biz bestie, Becky, on the way to the gym, having a good old pity party, being like, girl, what's going on? I said, this is not the norm. And I feel like shit. I said, I actually don't get it. Like, I've never experienced this really. And I honestly think for the first time, I'm just going to have, I think at that time, I had 4 girls and then 1 girl backed out. So I had 3 women in for my mastermind. I was embarrassed. And I was like, yo, it feels like I'm pulling teeth to get leads. I said, I've never ever experienced this. Meanwhile, like, yes, my private mentoring sold out and all these things, and we had crazy sales like previously, but there was a lull. Like, it was, I would say, because my mini mind that was sold out, I had 15 girls. The ROI and the vibe there for the sales expert mini mind was crazy, and that finished September. And then, yeah, and then I signed private clients in September. So I would say like November to December, we were down bad. We were supposed to sell out the mastermind. Oh my gosh. It was slow, slow, slow. And I really did have a down bad moment. And I just want you to know that just because you hit 7 figures, maybe this will make you feel good. Maybe it will give you a sense of relief and just show you like just because that flashy 7-figure number and the wins and this and that, it does not exempt you from these lulls and these down bad moments. And people saying a big fat motherfucking no to you and ghosting you, I promise, at every stage. Your mentor, your coach, your biggest idols in the space, those industry leaders, they get told no, they get ghosted. They have moments where they don't believe in themselves. They experience imposter syndrome. I experience it too. And I want you to know that. Please, 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 please do not feel like that is unique to you just because you're not where you want to be or not where your idol is or coach. I experienced it. But here's the thing of how I got out of it real quick. I showed up and I showed the fuck out. I did what I do best and I marketed like crazy. And then boom, in the span of a few hours, I made $60,000, okay, cash, which is crazy. I signed the most dreamy gals, Erin Henry, Maya Nicole, like so many amazing women came into my space in the matter of moments. It was just beautiful. But I dove into what I do best, the marketing. So the lesson here and for you is even if you go through a lull period, don't let the past moves or energy dictate your next moves. Don't let those past moves dictate your next moves, okay? Because that isn't the future. That's not what is going to be. If you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to keep getting what you're getting. And I said, if I keep not showing up, I'm going to keep not getting sales and I'm going to keep getting ghosted and I'm going to have a shitty ass energy around this. So I showed up and I showed out and I sold out. Boom. It's pretty simple. And that's the tea there for that. That was like the biggest lesson. I was like, you are in control of a lot of elements within your marketing and your messaging. And if people aren't buying, there's a reason. So keep pushing forward. And if you have to push back the date a little, who gives a shit? I'm the queen of pushing things back. Lead with integrity. Be honest and tell people why you're pushing it back. It just, the energy's not there. The vibe's not there. You want to make sure that your program is, you know, at capacity so everyone can have the best experience. But yeah, that's what I want you to take from this. You know, the biggest and the first lesson is really, really just know that if you have a slow season, it's normal. It's literally normal. No living, breathing element, item, thing, human being, plant is always, always in season and thriving and going and moving and shaking and on that like high and seeing all the wins, right? So it's okay to have slow seasons. So I just want to give that message to you if you're going through it, if you ever have, or when you do go through it. Lesson number two, if you market, if you sell effectively with integrity, with that passion, the clients will come. They will. Lesson number three, build a product suite where people can continually come into your world now and later, where people can actually buy from you. You probably have an issue potentially. If you have leads or and then you're like, oh, I don't have an offer for that, start to build out an intentional suite so you can waitlist people. You can take deposits. You know your plan of action for the entire year so you can place those leads in a home and actually capture them and make the sales, right? And have a profitable business. So take the time to really build out a suite. I think so many people create on a month-to-month or a few-month basis and they don't actually have a business plan. So therefore, you're shooting yourself in the foot a lot of the time because when these people are like, I need to work with you, but right now is not a good time, you're like, oh, well, I don't really got my plan threshed out. Have it figured out. Get the deposit, sign the contract, waitlist. Always be 5 to 10 steps ahead of your people, okay? Your clients in a lot of ways. I created a product suite that is a beautiful customer journey, which we actually fully cover this in No Figures to Six Figures, my signature program, which is linked in my show notes. Again, little subtle plug. We love that. But you want a product suite where you solve a problem in one offer. And then from that, they need to jump into another. They want more support, right? There's different levels, different problems, and different solutions that need to be had in every offer. This way you're clear and concise within your education. You're not confusing your audience and you're taking them on this beautiful, nourishing journey in this space, online space. It is pushed to be like quick, 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 instant gratification, jump to coach, course to course. Yes. But here's the thing, information overload, lack of the person, actually the coach, deeply understanding you and your business. There's a lack of implementation, there's a lack of accountability, and there's a lack of actually finishing all of the information and homework and lessons that you're consuming and you're not actually finishing it. So what I'm trying to say here is there's so much value in a little bit of a longer mentorship. Having someone in your corner that gets you, sees you, been in your business for a few different phases, solved a few different problems. That is where you really build. I'm not saying always. I love hiring different people. I think everyone should hire different people. But there's seasons where having, you know, a little bit of a longer term or a long-term mentor is so valuable. That's more in the norm. If you get out of the online space and you think of, say, a traditional business person, you don't see them jumping to mentor, to mentor, to mentor. They usually have one or maybe two really profound mentors in their life. I get the space is different and I totally respect it and I see the value in that. But that is a key component to really scaling your business as well. So yeah, always be 5 to 10 steps ahead so that you can have, you know, that beautiful journey. So when people are coming in and you're in a launch for one offer, you can direct them to other offers if maybe they're not a good fit or maybe right there's not, or this time is not a good time for them. So that's another lesson for you. The next lesson is planning out from that your launches strategically so that they do, say, one offer naturally sells out the other. Client retention is key. That is something you should pay attention to as well. That's a lesson I want you to take. And that's how I made half $1 million in sales, not even 2 months into 2023. Sell multiple things at once is my next lesson for you. Whoever made the rule in the online space that you can only sell one thing or like two things is a crock of little shit. I'm sorry. I've sold multiple things. If you have clear messaging, you have good marketing, you have good graphics to really decipher, and you have good timing, oh my gosh. Oh my God, it is so possible. You can sell multiple things at once and it's actually so beneficial because you're hitting home to multiple different clients and multiple different needs within your audience. Sales, 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 and you're doing yourself and you're doing your clients a disservice, right? Because you're here to serve, you're here to help. So you're offering multiple ways that you can help them. Okay, final tip here. Final tip I have for you on today's episode, give the people what the fuck they want, okay? Give the people what the fuck they want. I sat there and I was like, at first, I knew I was going to have the summer round ready. I knew when I wanted it. I knew all those details. When I mapped out in 2022, my 2023 plan, it was there. Did I have the back end links? The system set up with my team to support that just yet? No. Full transparency, I didn't expect things to blow up the way they did. I didn't expect to have the sales that I did for not only to sell out my current mastermind, but start waitlisting the next one with a price increase. Hello, that's beautiful. But I acted quickly. I listened and I gave the people what the fuck they wanted. So I adapted in a few short days. I think it was 2 days. Got the links out. Deposits paid immediately. And then from there, when they saw women actually signing up, I had another girl who was so on the fence. She was actually about to sign up for the current round. And then she ghosted. And then she's like, okay, I can't get your mastermind out of my mind. Sign me up for the summer one. I am in. So boom, I had the link. I gave the people what they wanted. I created waitlists for the Sales Expert Mini Mine, which is going to be running in April, which I've already had applications come through. I created the systems and the access points to come into my world because people wanted it. It wasn't ready, but I listened. I paid attention to the momentum that was going on and I adapted. And this leads into one of my really good points. And this is a term I have coined. I've called it your entrepreneurial IQ. What does that mean? It's when you are savvy. You can read the room. It's that critical thinking hat. It's when you can like break beyond your plan and really just give the people what they fucking want. Give yourself what you want. Give the industry what they want. Be quick-witted. Be, you know, say you have a set plan, but again, you'll break it. You'll move with what's going on in the current scene. You have that critical thinking skill to adapt and be resilient and push through and really like get the results that you didn't even think were possible because you're paying attention and you're reading the room. So that is a tip for you as well, a little bonus one. But that's going to conclude today. That's how I made the money. And that's the lessons behind it and the lessons I want you to take and run with them. Apply them however you feel it feels right within your business. But That's it, my lady. That's it. That's going to be today's episode. And I hope you enjoyed it. And if you have any questions, shoot me a little DM and I'll give the close friends as well a little plug if you want to join the close friends list. It's such a vibe there on Instagram at natasha.zorick. DM me close friends. I'll add you. It's a whole vibe. I just basically expose myself in really funny stories. So yeah, love you so much. And I will talk with you in the next episode. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Tash Talks podcast. My name is Natasha Zorick, and I encourage you to be an audacious leader in both your life and business. If you love tuning in, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and follow along at www.natashazorick.com/podcast and over on Instagram at natasha.zorick. See you soon.